say ninja, I meant
emergency.
Emergency, emergency!
Emergency, emergency!
Oh no!
Welcome to our first Emergency Ninjas Are Butterfly Episode 1! That's right. By the time you're seeing this, we filmed it the same day. So,
wow. We did it.
You're going to do that?
We did
that's
it.
That's up to Andrew.
You were so adamant about it yesterday. You were just like, yeah, we're going to do it. But we have to get it done today.
So the whole purpose of this emergency episode is when stuff comes out on the news, we film so far in advance, not really, about 2 weeks at a time. But if something comes out that needs to be addressed, we're going to do an emergency episode.
Because it's always annoying whenever you're watching a podcast and you listen to something, you're like, yeah, I learned about this 2 weeks ago. It's like, this is great. I love hearing your guys' viewpoint on it. But I wish I could have heard about it 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. We decided.
Good gratification.
Our emergency podcast. And this one's going to be especially fun because Lily has been off of social media for over a month now.
I don't know.
A month?
Does Ash she know Wednesday. What's going on?
I do. No.
Last Wednesday.
That's the thing.
No.
Ash Wednesday.
Oh.
So that's the kind of the thing. I feel almost guilty, like, because we're almost, like, breaking her fast in a way.
No, as long as I'm not scrolling. The whole
that's
point
true,
is
yeah.
scrolling.
Yeah, that's okay, so that's good to know.
Yeah,
so
we don't feel guilty. News. I should be listening to the news.
Nah, you're fine. This is even better.
We're better than the news.
Now you're absolutely. My news.
Yeah.
We are the news because we tell the truth all of the time with 100% accuracy, guys.
Yep.
This is not a comedy show.
We 100% accurate 50% of the time.
80% of the time. It works every time.
This is very heavy for my bird wrists.
Bird wrists?
I don't have bird wrists, but I feel like this is too heavy for me.
Okay, Lil. You ready for this?
Yeah, lay it on me.
This emergency episode number one is primarily focused.
The top story tonight.
On Princess Kate not being seen for months.
Oh my gosh!
Since Christmas.
She's missing?
Not. Who knows?
We don't know what's going on with Miss Kate.
And it's so big, every news reporter in England is like,
Where is she? What's going on?
Where is she? We haven't seen her.
Yes.
So
was she pregnant or was she not pregnant?
We don't know.
Ooh, there's a lot of stuff. Her kids have not been seen since Christmas.
Oh, no.
And her kids. And I have a breakdown of dates.
Okay, good.
That add to this story. All right, ready?
Aww.
So the last time she was seen in person and her kids was December 25th, Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
She went in for a abdominal. Aww.
What happened also on Christmas Day?
What?
We mentioned that.
What happened?
Steve Hooper's
what birthday. Was noticed but not reported on by anybody. There was an ambulance at the palace on Christmas Day that has not been noticed by the palace or like been any reported.
Yeah, the palace did not report on what that meant.
But there's literally a video of an ambulance in like the what is it called? The with all the cars and stuff like that.
Parking
escort.
Lot.
Escort
coming through, emergency escort.
So, oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, but she was supposed to go in for abdominal surgery on January 17th.
For what?
Don't know. They didn't explain any further that it was
abdominal cancer.
Abdominal surgery, and she would be recovering for 2 weeks. Okay. Then on January 26th, King Charles went to the same hospital. It's like the royal family hospital. Like
he has cancer.
Yes, but they've never said what type of cancer he has. So he went in for a procedure on the 26th. And was released on January 29th, or discharged. They said that same day, Princess Kate was also discharged, but no one saw her leave the hospital.
Yep.
Tunnels?
And William had already been there, only been there once publicly.
Within those 2 weeks.
Yep. And there's something else. Golly, I completely forgot though.
That feels like the type thing that you would want to make public.
Yeah.
Like even if you weren't in hot water, like that's just good PR.
Well,
visiting. Are
they had dates already to go internationally, like in January stuff. But then emergency plan surgery, whatever, you know, and then this happened. So they had to say, we can't make it on these trips.
Another little tidbit is that the King of Greece, King Constantine, who is Prince William's godfather, died on January 16th, which was the day before this surgery.
They're going through it.
Okay. Listen, then February 8th,
my birthday,
a week after King Charles and supposedly Princess Kate left the hospital, Prince Harry flew to England, met with King Charles for only 45 minutes, then went straight back to LA.
They've been like not talking right.
So we flew in.
How peculiar.
Straight from the airport to speak with King Charles, 45 minutes back in the airplane on his way back to California.
Okay, pause. Are you doing a lot of research into this, or is the internet helping you with?
Fully the internet. There's 30 people on TikTok and news stations that I've been doing this.
The royal family Swifties are going crazy right now. They're going full investigation mode.
Dude.
Here's where it gets weird.
Oh, here.
Yes. Thomas Kingston, who used to be Pippa's ex-boyfriend, which Pippa is Princess Kate's sister.
Oh.
He ended up marrying Lady Gabrielle, who is part of the royal family. But he was found deceased on February 27th from a self-inflicted injury. No other explanation. He was locked in a room in his parents' home.
Oh, that's horrible.
Self-inflicted injury, February 27th. But he was still very close to Princess Kate and Princess Kate's sister, Pippa.
What's he have to do with any of this?
Speculation. So you can come to your own conclusions.
And then 2 weeks ago was King Constantine's memorial service.
Okay.
And Prince William was supposed to go give a speech at the memorial service.
Because it's his godfather.
Mm-hmm. This was 2 weeks ago. And 45 minutes before the memorial service, he says he's not coming because of it was a, quote, personal matter.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, I don't even want to say it.
Here we go. We're getting
this is so dark and ugly.
It's going to keep getting crazier. March 10th was the UK's Mother's Day.
Which, when this came out, I was just like, hole in your story. Mother's Day isn't until May. And then it's like, wait a minute, that we are on the same holidays.
Yeah.
So much different rules.
March 10th is the UK's Mother's Day. Princess Kate released a photo with her and her children.
Beautiful photo. Right? Beautiful photo.
And it was sent out to all. It was sent by the palace.
That's AI.
It was sent by the palace, like the where they send out information. They sent that photo out. Said, "Here, this is her celebrating Mother's Day." It was instantly flagged by all these people that observed pictures. It's a fake picture.
There's 16 errors within that photo, and the palace comes out.
Do they think we're dumb?
In fact, her face, Lil, they. They took a picture from the Vogue magazine that she did. Exactly lines up.
Dude, I recognize it.
Okay. So that came out. So they had it was called like the kill switch or something, or the kill the picture. They put it out there. So
as like a fake image. So they're like, no news people can use this photo because it is 100% fake. It is altered.
But it was released by the palace. I'm saying palace. It was released by the monarchy.
Yes.
Yeah, the palace.
Like how POTUS has her own Instagram. It's a monarchy Instagram.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. But then the next day, Kate came out with a tweet. She's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Like, she's like, "William took this picture, and I just was trying to dabble with like just kind of clean it up."
Kate's dabbling in Photoshop, y'all.
And so it was her tweet, right? But then at the end it says, "Thanks for everything or whatever." C for Kate.
I thought it started with a K.
I did too. but then a Spanish journalist got word. This is where the conspiracy stuff starts coming in.
Oh, here.
Yes. Or like what's happening with her?
Yeah.
A Spanish journalist says that they have an inside source within the hospital saying that
she died.
That the surgery went well, but recovery did not go well, and they had to put her in a coma.
Oh my gosh! Why wouldn't they tell us that?
Exactly.
But that's just a theory.
That's not confirmed though.
It's not confirmed. So in fact, the monarchy, the royal, the journal where the information comes from, they said, "Oh no, that's not true." But this journal says like it's 100% true. But then another British journalist named Angela Levin, she's been interviewing the royal family like forever. She's like in her 60s or 70s or something. She was giving an interview recently and hinted at the fact that Princess Kate is in a mental hospital right now.
Aw, guys.
These are all theories. These we all have theories. No idea what's right. She could be fine. She probably is fine.
Because but there's speculations that Prince William, this is where it gets a little gossipy, but there's speculations that Prince William has been having an affair for a long time.
With the dead guy.
No. with the dead guy. No.
Somebody was having an affair with him.
Well, maybe.
It's possible.
There's the theory that maybe Kate, and there was a surgery. Who knows what happened? So we don't know. We don't know.
Total but speculation.
I don't believe
look,
that one.
I know. I don't believe it either. But look, is that a photo of Kate, you think?
No, that's Caitlyn Jenner.
That doesn't look like Kate Middleton, does it?
No.
They say that's her. They said,
well, no, it's confirmed plastic surgery is what you were
since
implying.
That came out.
No, they're saying that's a body double.
No, since that came out, they have disproven that that was not her.
But that's the thing. 100%. It was put. But it
that's
was
a double put negative. Out that means it's
as
her.
This is Kate.
They've disproven that that was her.
Do you guys remember getting in like fights with your siblings, and then like when your parent was like, you know, calls you out on it, and then you all give like different excuses at the same time, and then you look at each other and you're like, we're busted. That feels like what's happening right now.
They're 100%.
All throwing that means that different somebody's stories. Rogue. That means somebody's rogue in all this.
Yeah, because it's too messy.
That's true.
It's too messy to like. Yep. They're trying to contain it. It's getting too messy now, and it's like if something happened to Kate or something like Kate's going rogue or something, like it's going to come out very soon. We just don't know what.
She's in a mental hospital, shame on them for. I mean, like it's her journey. So like, if she's like, I don't want anybody to know about it, then that's cool too. But to be a little bit more, they need like SOPs for when this kind of stuff happens.
Yeah, if someone doesn't want to be on, like, does someone doesn't want to be in media right now? Like, there has to be a plan for that.
Dude, their PR team needs an overhaul. I'll volunteer.
But it's very strange how no one within the monarchy is giving clear answers or real pictures of what's actually happening.
Weird.
Like, and so the speculations and conspiracies are starting to grow like crazy.
I know.
But it's going to get to a point where if it was, in fact, something really terrible that happened, when it comes out, monarchy is just kaput.
Dude, you know something, though? You know why this is happening? Because we do not have our queen, our sovereign.
It's possible. They don't know how to handle this stuff.
Had she Her been Majesty. Here, none of this would be happening.
Yeah.
It makes this you wonder. Scheme.
And, you know, but Charles is, like, reveling in it. He's like, I love being in the news. That's what he's saying.
But it's one of those, I don't know. It's bonkers.
There's another theory that something very big is about to come out about the monarchy worldwide.
Okay.
That is very dark. And so that's why a lot of them are dying off and some of them are going missing. Children. Is because they're escaping. They're going, and a lot of people are saying they're going to Antarctica, which is that's okay, a wild thing.
Relax.
But I'm saying that
through the portals with Bigfoot.
They're saying this is what it's coming to. Like the conspiracies are growing and growing and growing and growing.
If they but don't comment anytime soon, they're going to be Martians by the end of the week.
It's their fault, and it's like I feel like an off-brand TMZ or something like so gossipy right now. But it's like it's their fault. There's so much conspiracy, and there's been so much tragedy around the royal family.
Yeah,
they have to know when things like this happen. People will only speculate if they are not given the truth. And like for them to drop AI photos and edited photos, like. You can't do that, man. Like, it's just like, it's only going to feed the fire.
Dude, I'll tell you, that's what showed you they're so dated, though, too. Oh. Because if they don't know that we can freaking flag AI photo.
Why don't they have Gen Z and Alpha on their team? Like, dude. Just like, hey, you guys can't release this photo. Like, there's literally, like, the kid's sweater is completely, like you could see that it was erased and, like, photed. Like, it's like, there's no doubting that it was edited. And so.
There was something, too, to where there's, like, a TV show over in the UK where it's like, people within the royal family or something, they're like on this TV show, but Princess Kate's uncle was on this show and he was asked on the show what's going on with Princess Kate. And he's basically like, I can't say, but when it comes out, I'll give you my opinion on everything.
Oh,
snap. Yeah. So
that's weird.
Scandal.
So she probably is okay. I hope to God she is, but it's like, you got to give us answers, man. You got to tell us what's going on. And it's going to come out shortly, but we knew you'd freak out.
It makes you wonder, though, if it's like a Princess Diana part two to where there's the cheating scandal stuff, but Princess Kate's probably like, I don't want anything to do with this, and I'm going to expose all of this. And I think maybe this is totally my conspiracy theory, speculation, but that guy who died, Thomas Kingston, who was close to Princess Kate, probably was going to help leak something or share the story, but ended up unalived.
Kaput.
You know? I don't know.
I don't know. That's pretty out there.
I know it is, but so is everything.
Yeah. I mean, if she, you know, if she, if it's the thing where she's in the hospital and she needs just like some help, you know, then we need to praise her for that because it's good to get help. If she's in a coma, that's crazy.
Yeah. If it's something as like as ordinary as like marital problems or something, it's like, come on. Like, do we not need to like
shroud it in so much like.
Yeah. If it comes out that it's marital problems, it's going to look so terribly for them.
For real, though.
I know. Can one of them be faithful to their spouse?
If it came out that she was in a coma, it may look a little better for them. Just because it's like, we're just trying to, like, it was a hard time. We're trying to figure it out. We didn't know.
Like, we didn't want to worry people. Yeah.
I'm curious, like, is it possible that her office holds some sort of authority? And if she's actually in a coma, if they're trying to keep that on the DL because authority would pass to somebody else after a certain period of time.
Yeah, I wonder.
I have no idea how it works or what authority she
has. I don't know how that works at all, but like you imagine like finances, like I've watched enough Succession to know that like if someone in charge is, you know, in medical trouble, there could be a lot of money or finances in flux and people pull out of certain situations and support and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, could be something like that.
Okay,
try to hide the details as much as possible, and then be like, "Hey, this is why we were trying to be so weird. Sorry about that."
Yeah,
I'm sad for Princess Kate and her kids.
Are we ready for emergency part two of this podcast?
Oh, we got plenty.
So there was a whistleblower from Boeing, you know, the place that makes weapons and planes that we fly in. Mm-hmm. He wore a secret or a hidden camera, went into the factory where they're making all the Boeing planes, and asked each one of the employees that were working on the planes, would you ever fly in one of these? And said, oh, no way, dude.
What?
These are so unsafe.
Wait, do they make commercial airplanes?
Yeah, pretty much every plane we fly on is Boeing.
This guy retired with Boeing, and he would have been retired for only like, he's been retired for like 4 years. Like, and so he just starts coming out about it because he like, when he was with them, he filed some type of like thing about like, safety. Hey, you're lying or safety or something like that. And then
employees
it came out.
Being high while assembling these planes. He said working conditions were terrible.
High on what?
Who knows? Drugs?
Life? Probably.
I think the type of drug is also impactful.
But the whistleblower came out. They're holding it. They're in court right now of exposing all this stuff from Boeing. Halfway through the trial, the man goes back to his hotel.
Dies.
And he's in his truck and unalives himself.
Yeah, okay. No, he does not. Oh, do you think we're dumb?
Exactly.
Do you think we're dumb?
That's the thing. They don't need, like, we can be angry, but nothing will happen.
What are we going to do?
Boeing is the...
Because everyone's talking about it. Every news, people, they're all talking about it. Today's talking about it. Daily Mail, everybody.
Dude, and we're just going to go about our lives.
When words become
Boeing will suffer no consequences.
When words become our only weapons, we die as a society.
But, so pitchforks.
Because Boeing is the fourth largest weapons manufacturers in the world.
Yeah.
And they also have a monopoly over air traffic, right? So they basically have every plane, every airline uses Boeing.
Okay.
And so if something came out to where people no longer trusted the planes that they're flying on, but there's been a lot of incidents, like the one in Alaska, how the door blew off.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Boeing. Good. Another one recently, one of the Boeings had to come back because there's a major gas leak. So there's all these stories now of these Boeing planes falling apart midair are coming out.
I will say, when you look at people like checking the plane before you fly off, it's like, do I really trust that this person?
Yeah, they're just like,
it was, again, on an old phone that I had, you know, before you could upload stuff from your phone, but took a photo. There was like tape.
Yeah, that tape.
Across some of the seams, but like one of like it was like flapping, and I was like, that doesn't look right.
If you're gonna put something there, it should be for a purpose, and it should be stay there,
and
right?
It should stay there,
dude. And a person just like that is making the plane that you're riding on too. Okay, so but you know what this is? It's a testament to our current workforce.
I was gonna say, well, and our economic situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
can we just talk about the economic situation of our world right now? Guys, I'm like scared.
Let's dive into it.
As a finance bro.
Huh?
That's scary.
It's wild, right? So everyone's like, yeah, of course he didn't. In the hotel.
People are literally just becoming more and more aware of it, dude. And it's just like, yeah, like what can we do? Like literally what can we do?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. This whole, like, any of these conspiracies, everything would escalate to, like, let's say we're with complete confidence they did something shiesty. And then it immediately goes to, so what, like, are we going to go to war with the people who have nuclear weapons? Like, there's nothing you can actually do. And if you believe in the laser thing, you make it about 10 steps. And
speaking of nuclear weapons, emergency part 3.
Here, just in, a meteorologist from Russia says, now is the prime weather to strike NATO with a nuclear bomb.
Saw that.
Uh-oh.
So we'll be back next week.
I think it was a week ago, Putin was doing one of his state addresses or whatever.
Yeah.
It basically said that if NATO continues to influence or help Ukraine, we will have no other choice but to use nuclear force.
Dude, do you think that we could retaliate? You don't think we could get you back?
No one wants to retaliate, though, because then it's a nuclear war. And like,
and then imminent death?
Like, so, like, we know as soon as
the Earth is going to be...
So you're saying, like, a domino effect, 100%.
Yeah, because...
As soon as the one hits.
But they're talking about this article I read, they would use someone like a North Korea to bomb a NATO country. So
as
Russia... Yeah, Russia wouldn't have sent the bomb. It would have been North Korea on doing the bidding of Russia and or China.
Don't they know we're waiting for an opportunity to get both of them?
But the weatherman who was speaking with,
I'm
not even going to say their names because they're Russian as heck, but he was talking to the guy who was Putin's propagandist, basically.
Okay.
Like, he's head of journalism, propaganda, or whatever. But the weatherman, when he was talking to him, the weatherman said, today the weather is ideal for conducting nuclear strikes against NATO countries. The air currents are directed in non-traditional ways, not from the west to the east, but from east to west. The radioactive clouds... with travel towards those countries that are sending armies and mercenaries to fight against our army.
This one. Right?
NATO, just Europe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if
you're trigger happy. You're ready to go.
No, I'm saying we're going to get cancer and poisoned and stuff is what they're suggesting, right? Because they're going to bomb it and then everybody else that would be fighting them is going to be debilitated with radiation.
I don't know how far that cloud travels.
I don't know either.
I didn't know.
If it says, if he says if it's going east to west, though. Wait. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go Russia. If they hit, like, Ukraine. Germany or Ukraine, the radioactive clouds would...
Go east and west.
I mean, Europe is small.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
The U.S. is bigger than Europe, you know?
Mm.
It is. Do an overlap.
Actually.
France is, like, bigger than...
You get
China,
to every country basically in, like, an hour.
France is huge.
No.
France is huge.
You can drive through France in a day.
You can't. Get real.
You can.
I think you can. I think I've literally saw somebody talk on TikTok. They're like, he was a guy traveling in from Europe, and he was just like, I understand why people think Americans aren't well traveled. It's like they are, but it's like you drive 45 minutes, you hit Germany, you hit France, you hit all these other different places.
Yes.
And it's like in here, it's like you could drive 2 days and you're basically still in the same state of Texas.
Dude, you could go from Key West to the north of Florida and it takes you like 8 hours.
Yeah.
No, it took us 15 hours to take a
bus. It takes 5 hours to get to Miami.
Chill. No, it does not. It's 4 hours.
Either way.
Yeah, if you're driving like you, I guess, maybe.
Like, either to get way. To Pensacola from here is like a solid 7 to 8.
So are you saying book your flights to Europe? See it before it's melted?
A lot of the threat is towards the UK, though, with this nuclear strike.
I guess I never even thought that weather would matter with like strikes like that. But I thought that's crazy.
Dude, have you seen Jericho, the show Jericho on Netflix?
No.
It's about a nuclear bomb. And the after effects and stuff like that, when you survive.
Oh, that's worse, huh?
The weather, because it drops acid rain on you. Like, the effects of radiation after the fact, like, you're going to get cancer and, like, lesions. And you're going to have, like, 3 eyeballs.
So check this out. To put the distance in perspective, you can drive from Paris, France to Barcelona, Spain in about 10 and a half hours.
Whoa.
Which Paris is in the north of France. And then... So it's basically crossing the whole country.
In a day.
Barcelona.
In a day.
But this weatherman also added, he said, the death of our guys, the Russian troops, shouldn't be the price of victory. We should move up to a higher level of escalation.
Being nuclear?
Yes.
How about we just, can we just agree on like one sport and we all just have one big fight?
What would be America's sport?
Pickleball. Well, we challenge Putin to a pickleball match.
Basketball.
Basketball. And then just like, we can just settle it. Like just say, get your best team and we'll all agree on the rules and we'll duke it out and no one has to die.
No one has to die. You,
maybe some people have to die. Maybe the losers have to die.
One sport we should never go into combat with is wrestling against Russia.
No, I don't think so. Those, I mean, there's literally terrifying grizzly bears and stuff. I don't think so. Yeah, that would be bad.
That is doomy.
Yeah.
Hey, so, that's what emergency podcasts are for.
That's what emergency podcasts are for, babe.
Doom and gloom, baby.
Give me a funny meme that I've missed out on.
Ooh, what is something funny that's happened on TikTok recently? Scroll through your things.
I got a funny story.
Go ahead.
So my niece, you know, kids are honest, right? And she's like, you know, I had a little more facial hair. And so she's like talking. She looks at me and then she goes, you kind of look like a monkey. And I go, all right, why is that? She's like, well, you're skin in your face. And my brother was like, we don't say that.
Hey, let's lower our voice. We're at Disney World, okay?
Yeah, literally. Yeah. But yeah,
so that was,
you know, funny.
Hey, someone come over here and cancel my niece.
My little racist niece.
My racist niece. I'll talk about it on the podcast. But it's basically about this show coming out called The Watchers.
Oh yeah, I want to see that.
You do want to see it?
No.
No, it's actually about, is it actually about like biblical accounts and stuff?
Like, I took a screenshot.
Okay.
I think we talked about it, did we? I'm not remembering.
Hurry. Oh, here it is.
So this show or this movie called The Watchers, a line that someone highlighted says, when the watchers come above ground, these creatures emerge and observe their captive humans, and terrible things happen to anyone who doesn't read something in time. Basically, these watchers are coming up from the earth.
Okay.
Like
Hollow
how
earth, man.
Or like how God in the book of Enoch said that he put the watchers, enslaved them in earth until the last days, and that's also in Revelation.
Woof.
But then Netflix also came out with this weird, did you see that hologram thing?
No.
Okay. I don't know if it's promoting the movie The Watchers, but it's something similar. And what's weird about it, it's this ominous, so this was in public. So they just like, it was like a publicity thing of like promoting the show or movie. I don't know what it's promoting, but it's showing a solar eclipse and this like woman in front of it. This is floating in the air. So let me just play it right here.
You see what we want you. We make you see what we want you to see. We are everywhere. Anywhere. Always watching. And we will teach you how to fear again.
Ew. I don't like that at all.
Where is that?
I don't know. But people were just walking by just like, what the heck is this?
We will teach you to fear again.
Ew.
What a lie.
Yeah. But what was weird was that it was, they're showing like a solar eclipse happening right behind her.
Yeah.
Which leads me to the solar eclipse.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na.
And there's a lot of our buddy Josh.
Josh Benson, the rapper. Go follow him.
There's a lot of people talking about like the conspiracies of the solar eclipse that's about to happen and its correlation with prophecy and stuff. And
when is it happening?
April 8th.
Okay. Yeah,
April 5th. April 8th. Okay. Yeah. But they found it weird that the last major solar eclipse that happened was it was 7 years ago. And it's basically, it's crossing the U.S. like this, like just a big X. So the one that went 7 years ago went from basically like Florida to like Washington. And this one's going from Texas to like New York. But the first time it passed 7 years ago, not the first time, 7 years ago when it passed, it like passed over these cities called Salem. So it's like Jerusalem, Salem, peace. So it'd be like, and they equated that to 7 years of peace. And this time it's crossing over a couple of towns called Nineveh and like the story of Nineveh and Jonah, like how they had to repent. And if not, God was going to destroy them.
Oh, interesting.
So, but I'm like, I don't know if.
That seems a little far-fetched. It's been anything but peaceful the last 7 years.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
What are you talking about?
But what's crazy too is this isn't the conspiracy part. With this solar eclipse that's happening, it's going to be the darkest it's been since the 1800s. So it's been over 200 years since it's been this dark.
Wow.
So it'll be, I think they said, almost 5 minutes of darkness.
Wow.
In these certain parts of the country, which that last time this happened, it was like 2 minutes. So this hasn't happened in 200 years. But also, where it's crossing, literally the X where it's crossing,
is
for the first time in 200 years, these two type of cicadas are going to come up from the ground. And they said there'll be hundreds of millions of them. And these cicadas, they come up once every 18 years or something, but never at the same time. But they're saying the first time in 200 years, these hundreds of millions of cicadas are going to come up from the ground basically around when the solar eclipse happens. But they're saying the hot spot, they mapped it out. It's literally on the X of this eclipse.
This is getting a little too biblical for me.
It's weird, right?
It's strange.
Maybe they're attracted to maybe it has some kind of pole or something, and there's an energetic something happening there, and that's why the cicadas are doing that.
Yeah.
Weird.
I don't know the symbolism of why God created eclipses and stuff like that, and certain patterns that we see in the universe. It's like, I don't understand.
There's definitely a reason for it.
That's the thing. It's like, but I don't want to be one of those astrology people, but it's like, it is difficult. Because God meant it for something, whether it was for time or whether it was for symbolism. I don't know what it is, but it's like, it is strange.
That's Virgo of you.
Thank you. I'm an Aquarius, but thank you.
He's used
signs biblically.
Yeah.
Star pointing to Jesus so that the wise men followed. So it's like, it's not a weird thing to.
Yeah.
You used to use a fire, a cloud of fire, at one point. So it's a burning bush. There's all types of things that he's
used.
Also,
that battle with Joshua where he made the sun stay still.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what that was about. How did that happen? Weird stuff.
You had that button, the remote from Click.
But that's all the emergency stuff, Lil.
That's it.
Well, I feel extra doomy.
All right.
Cool.
Perfect. You feel prepared, though?
For what?
I mean, this is an emergency podcast. We're letting you know there's an emergency.
What are my next steps?
Yeah, tell us. What should be our next steps? You've heard the information. Now inform everyone who's watching what they need to do.
I am most concerned about Kate Middleton. Out of everything,
out of all the whole universe, out of all nuclear war, let's
not
talk
getting
about
on
Kate.
A plane and flying somewhere and it potentially falling apart in the sky.
Yeah, let's talk about Kate.
Or the Watchers coming out during the solar eclipse.
Let's print T-shirts. They say "Pray for Kate."
Pray for Kate
with a C.
Or Kate in a coma. Kate. Coma Kate Gate. That's probably been used.
Or not? Maybe
we just coined it. We'll look at it.
Emergency episode.
We'll have an intro
for things you need to know.
What are we gonna do?
They'll know because it already had happened. But it'll be good.
Hopefully,
we'll see.
You'll be the judge.
So that's it.
Awesome.
Emergency podcast over. Oh, let us know what you guys thought of it. Should we do more of these when there's emergencies, or was this just a waste of your time?
Also, we get a text channel, or maybe we get a red phone in our office that leads to a voicemail, and they call anytime there's an emergency. They're like, they find out something.
Yeah, we're not going to put a number or anything because we're literally releasing
future
this today.
Future
right,
ideas.
Andrew? Yeah!
All right, hey guys, we have an episode dropping on Friday, 6 a.m. Make sure you subscribe, and we'll see you then.
It's going to be the best song you've ever heard.
I'm not even joking. It literally will be.
All right, guys. Love you.
Bye.
Emergency. 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 Podcast.
Emergency. 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 Podcast.
Woo!
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly.
Has empty your mind.